Welcome to another podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine, and we're going to continue with the series called The Lower Lights. One of the brightest clusters of lower lights gathered together in any one particular part of the New Testament is, surely, that which shines forth in the last chapter of Paul's epistle to the Romans. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, it says in verse 22, salute you in the Lord. That doesn't mean, of course, that this man, Tertius, whoever he was the actual author of the Roman epistle. For we know that it was Paul the Apostle who composed that massive manuscript under the guidance of the Holy Spirit of God. What Tertius was the amanuensis of the epistle, the one who did the actual writing as Paul the Apostle dictated what was being conveyed by the Holy Spirit to him. Paul's normal practice was simply to add his own signature to each of his epistles. 2 Thessalonians 3:17. The salutation of Paul, with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. So, as Paul sat in the house of Gaius in the city of Corinth, dictating the Roman letter, it was Tertius who was the actual scribe. And as Paul was conveyed, so many greetings to his so many friends and brethren in Rome, so Tertius too takes in hand to send a personal word of salutation as the epistle comes to an end. It was in the house of Gaius that Paul no doubt composed and prepared the letter to Rome. Gaius, mine host, he calls him, in verse 23 of the final chapter. It was part of John Bunyan's biblical blood group, again, that made him make the owner of the inn where Christina and her children found refuge to be named Gaius. That inn was for pilgrims, says Bunyan, and he is simply echoing Paul and his Gaius, for, says Paul, Gaius, mine host, and the host of the whole church. Gaius was one of the very few that Paul had baptized in the city of Corinth, but he was, most assuredly, a disciple who had a large place in the apostle's heart. Friends in Corinth and friends in Rome, and as Paul conveys the greetings of those in Corinth, so he conveys his greetings to those in Rome. Mary is a name that occurs more than once on the pages of Scripture. But who the Mary of verse 6 of Romans 16 is, who can tell? Whatever. Greet Mary, says Paul, who bestowed much labour on us. What higher recommendation in the work of the gospel? Salute Rufus, says Paul, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. What a shining forth there. Rufus, no doubt, was one of the two sons of Simon of Cyrene, the one whom the soldiers compelled to carry Christ's cross outside the gate of Jerusalem. In Mark's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 21, Simon is identified for that generation of the church that had the Gospel to read, and they compel one, Simon a Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Paul refers to Rufus as chosen in the Lord. This is not his election according to grace that Paul is speaking about. All the Lord's people are chosen in the Lord, in that sense. But his choiceness in the Lord, he was a choice disciple in Christ. Salute his mother and mine, says Paul. What a title to bear! Rufus's mother, of course, was not Paul's mother according to the flesh, but she was a mother in Israel. And that is an office open to any sister in Christ as the years roll on in her natural life. We might wonder, did she ever tell Paul what her husband, Simon of Cyrene, might have told her about that day when they compelled him to carry the cross of their Lord and Saviour? Who knows? Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater are kinsmen of Paul, who were in Corinth with him when he wrote to Rome, and Andronicus and Juni are kinsmen in Rome when the Roman epistle is sent to that city. The description of the letter just begs for more information. But as in so many other things of the faith, that further information will have to wait the eternal day. My fellow prisoners, Paul calls his two relatives. Not only did he know bonds for the sake of Christ, but they too had been the prisoners of the Saviour. Who are of note among the apostles, he says of them. Either there were brothers, or they may have been husband and wife, for Juni might have also read Junius. Whatever, they were held in high esteem by the very apostles of the church itself, who also were in Christ before me. precious bit of information. While Paul was still the marauding Saul of Tarsus, God had already saved some of his own family circle. Were they among those who would have prayed for Saul when he never thought to pray for himself regarding the Christ of God? Erastus and Quartus, the last two names listed in Romans, one the town chamberlain of Corinth, the other a brother. What a fitting conclusion. If a man is not a brother in Christ, or a woman a sister, what matters what they are? I trust that you found that podcast on the lower lights of benefit and of encouragement to you. This is a podcast from the Wicket Gate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Every blessing and thanks for joining me.